center of the rainbow. She watched as a man jogged through the space with two energetic huskies in tow. They picked up speed and soon zoomed out of view, but not soon enough. Her own dogs had noticed their neighbors and were now barking in an off-key chorus. Roscoe and Baby, the Rottie and Pitbull mix she'd rescued from the shelter a few months back, both had deep, menacing barks. Meanwhile, Teddy, her Pomeranian, had a high, grating bark that sounded at random intervals throughout the day. Luckily, she had found a complex that not only allowed dogs, but celebrated them. They even had an after-dinner walking club that allowed neighbors to spend time together and get to know one another, all while giving their apartment-bound canines the exercise they craved. Sure, the place came at a steep cost, but after being evicted from her last residence for illegally bringing pets into the building, she was not taking any chances. Living here would be a blessing for both her and her canine family, but it did mean that she had to restrict her volunteer work at the shelter to one day per week so that she could pick up more paid shifts at the veterinary office where she worked as a technician while finishing her own DVM degree on the side. She lived on the far south side of Anchorage, so far that it was almost out of city bounds, so far that it now took 15 minutes or more to drive to work and to each of her friends' houses. She knew that the added bit of distance wouldn't change anything with her friends, not when they'd already been through so much together. They'd met more than a year ago at the hospital, of all places. Each was taking care of a parent undergoing chemotherapy. Bridget's mother had been the first diagnosed, but the last to die. Her breast cancer had been in remission for years, so long that her family didn't even think to worry about it anymore. Until it came back, and that was that. Oh, her mom had fought hard, and it had been enough, the first time. The second time, the disease had advanced too quickly, and her mother was already weakened by the first battle. Bridget still missed her every day. Yes, she tried to stay busy so she wouldn't have time to think about how much she missed her mom, but she had so many memories and so many stimuli to trigger them. That last box of hers was where she tried to keep them stashed away. Notable among the contents were her baby blanket, her mother's engagement ring, and, of course, the scrapbook she and her friends had prepared on the day of her mom's funeral. It gave Bridget comfort to know that they were all nearby, but also safely contained. Her dogs went nuts again, drawing her away from her wandering thoughts. She peered through the window and spotted the man with the huskies returning. The dogs were gorgeous, one black and white, and one all white. Probably not a husky at all, now that she thought about it. The man had white blonde hair and very pale skin, even though he obviously spent time outdoors. Probably took a standing bath in sunscreen before heading outside, she thought with a sad smile. Bridget herself had never had this problem. Because she was part Inuit on her father's side, her skin turned an alluring shade of light brown after mere minutes in the sun. She often joked that she had two looks, goth girl in the winter and proud native in the summer. Her dark hair and eyes never altered, but her skin could change so much from season to season that she had quickly given up on trying to wear makeup. Better to have tired eyes than a face covered in the wrong color and sporting a clear line of demarcation at her jaw. Man and dogs disappeared into one of the side stairwells, and Bridget scooped Teddy into her arms to calm him down. Otherwise, the Pomeranian could easily bark for 10 more minutes from the pure excitement of spotting another dog. Geez, just how long had she been standing there, hesitating over that box? The sun still hung high in the sky, but that meant nothing this time of year. With the solstice approaching, it wouldn't sink behind the horizon until around 10 that night, which meant she'd be up until at least then herself. Despite having been born and raised in Anchorage, Bridget had never learned to sleep with the sun up.